Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We've jumped over to Proverbs 21, we're in verses 1 through 15 in the New International Reader's Version, the NIRV. And I want to say a shout out to my friend Susie Mae Warren, who listens to this podcast every single day. Thank you so much, Susie Mae. And I also want to say hey to those who have come over from Trisha Goyer's recommendation. Welcome to the podcast, and I pray that it's a blessing to you. All right, Proverbs 21, 1 through 15. In the Lord's hand, the king's heart is like a stream of water. The Lord directs it toward all those who please him. A person might think their own ways are right, but the Lord knows what they are thinking. Do what is right and fair. The Lord accepts that more than sacrifices. The proud eyes and heart of sinful people are like a field not plowed. Those things produce nothing good. The plans of people who work hard succeed. You can be just as sure that those in a hurry will become poor. A fortune made by people who tell lies amounts to nothing and leads to death. The harmful things that evil people do will drag them away. They refuse to do what is right. The path of those who are guilty is crooked, but the conduct of those who are not guilty is honest. It is better to live on a corner of a roof than to share a house with a nagging wife. Sinful people long to do evil. They don't show their neighbors any mercy. When you punish someone who makes fun of others, childish people get wise. By paying attention to wise people, the childish get knowledge. The blameless one knows where sinners live, and he destroys them. Whoever refuses to listen to the cries of poor people will also cry out and not be answered. A secret gift calms down anger. A hidden favor softens great anger. When you do what is fair, you make godly people glad. But you terrify those who do what is evil. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you again for the wisdom that you are bringing us this month in the book of Proverbs. It's been such a wealth of information, and it's been a blessing to my heart and to my mind as well. And so thank you for that. There's so much wisdom that comes from you, and I think sometimes I forget just how intelligent you are. You are far more intelligent than me, of course, by one bajillion. And you know all things. You know all mysteries. Everything is laid bare before you. And so, Lord, because of that, I can come to you with confidence, knowing that you see, that you understand, and that you will grant wisdom to those who ask you. So, Lord, I pray for my friend today that you would grant the wisdom that they are seeking, whether it be for a job, for a relationship, for provision, for a conundrum that they can't seem to get their mind around. Lord, bring wisdom. We need that. And, Lord, like the king's heart who's directed by you, Lord, we want our hearts directed by you. Help us again to surrender to you, to give you the control of our lives. Lord, control is a vapor, and we don't really have it, and it's an illusion if we think that we do. But so many of us, me included, live tight-fistedly, thinking that if we could only control those people and every outcome and control our environment, then everything would be okay. But Lord, this is a world of entropy where things are going from order to disorder, and things can, the rug can be pulled out from underneath us at any moment. And it shows us in those moments that we actually don't have control. So Lord, may it be today that we place our feet firmly on your rock, the rock that does not move, that steady place, and understand that you are the one who deserves to take the reins of our lives, that you are the one who is driving the car, to use all these mixed metaphors, Lord. You are the one who deserves to have control and to be in control of things. Lord, help us to relinquish that control. Lord, we want to do what is right and fair. We know that you accept those more than sacrifices. Help us to work hard today. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to have joy on the journey that you have for us, to walk a path that is straight. Help us not to be nagging of our loved ones, and help us to long to do good and not evil. And instead of that, Lord, give us the guts and the strength to expose the evil around us. Lord, we want to be people who who do expose evil and expose darkness. And that is not an easy calling, but it is one you've called to all of us. And so if we see something bad today or dark, help us to call it out because of our love for you and our love of others who we are protecting. Lord, help us today to be mindful of those who don't have enough, and help us to have open hands to feed those who are hungry. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you would like to receive a Monday prayer in your inbox for 2 years with your name on it for free, you can go to marydemuth.com/Monday prayers, and that will get you Monday prayer, marydemuth.com/Monday prayer. That will get you a free prayer every Monday in your inbox for 2 years. So hope you do it, and I hope you have a great day.